and now.
Capital 263.
Hello, welcome to a special edition of Mike's and Match. It is a standard that we all our episodes are special, so that's why we keep reiterating that this is another special episode of Mike's and Match. My name is Lizwe Chitanganya, found on Twitter at Lizwe C, and this is the Mike's and Match. Find us on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Mike's and Match, and get to listen to all our previous episodes covering a thousand different topics of your favorite local sport and international sport. Joined today by Slim Sam, the main man. Shingi, what up?
Hello, Lizwe. Welcome to Mike's and Match, the best sporting podcast in the nation.
Standard.
We are consistent and we keep on giving you the best episodes of sport and a unique point of view.
Yeah,
sponsored
yeah.
by Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.
That's what's up. Check out Capital 263's other shows. Just search Capital 263 or across the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and you'll get to see a whole lot of different content and shows that we have there. And, well, this is Mike's and Match, the sporting podcast. You know, we're unique in the sense that we're also just fans like the rest of you. Yes, we do have the advantage of having the opportunity to record it constantly, you know,
yeah.
have our voices shared out there. But it's really, you know, just expressing all your feelings, you know, in this one podcast. That's how unique we are.
Yeah, I was telling people that this is a podcast for guys who are just talking sport. It's like we're in a bar and we're just discussing sport and
yeah.
somebody happens to record it. So, yeah.
Maybe you should have the beers in studio. Maybe that could just help with the ambience.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So we just, you know, our role, you know, Mike's Slim. I was supposed to call you Mike.
Now I'm Mike's at Match.
Exactly. Our role is as a media platform to share information, to educate, inform and entertain at the same time, you know, but we're focusing on sport. So there has been some criticism, especially targeting Zimbabwe cricket team. There's been some criticism towards us that, you know, we're too harsh on the team and now they're beginning to show results. But that is not our job. Our job is to raise issues when they need to be raised without fear or favor. And also to applaud when applaud is required. And that's the basic story of Zim Cricket. We'll be talking about that later on, but just now we'll have a go at the news doing the rounds right now. The Zimbabwean PSL started yesterday. I understand Dynamo's lost.
No, I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Dynamo's
like,
lost to Chicken Inn 1-0. But that's not the story.
What?
The story is that PSL only sanctioned 6 stadia to be used by all the teams.
Wow.
And I hear ZPC Kariba refused to play yesterday because their stadia was not sanctioned and they were supposed to use the National Sports Stadium. And they were like, no, we're not going to do that. So
just drama, you know, because the guys, you had all this time to plan for the start of the PSL, the local Premier Soccer League, and then when it's time to start, people have all this confusion. ZPC pulling out. I understand FC Plandam got the full 3 points, but as soon as that process was done, then they awarded ZPC Kariba's stadium as set for play. So it's the decision came after the 3 points was gone already. Maybe that protest pushed things overboard. I don't know.
Well, it's a mess because they didn't even accredit any media to cover the games. There was a media blackout. No one was allowed to do the match on radio or on TV. Nobody, no cameras, no nothing.
Oh man, we need some order from the PSL, you know, because this is our flagship football tournament. Is it a tournament? It's a league.
It's a league.
Yeah,
it's
a flagship. It's what represents our local football. And we need to do better, really.
Yeah, and for a nation that really loves their football, they should really do something about it because we have got passionate fans of football, let's be honest about it. We just need a league that complements the fans.
that we need to do. And again, I'll just reiterate that Dynamo's lost to Chicken Inn. Yeah. And after all that marvelous showing in preseason, and Dynamo's fans thinking they're above the world, they were just brought right back down to earth. You know, you can win all the preseason matches, but when the league starts, that's when it counts.
But then again, we had the tough start, so yeah, well.
Excuses. Still on football, Zimbabwe has selected a side that is going to be playing in a 4-team tournament in Zambia. It's largely a new Warriors team, a bit of the old guys and a couple of new guys coming in. I did just a thread on my timeline the other week of three of the players that are playing, that are going to be playing for the Warriors for the first time. They're based in England. Some were born here and moved to England. Some are mixed. I think the best strength one is playing at Brentford, which is, I've forgotten his name, but he's a Zimbabwean Chinese English guy.
Wow.
Well, he's decided to represent Zimbabwe, which is a great thing. We'll use his experience. I did read quite a lot on his work. He's quite rated. That's his name, Chickson, Adam Chickson. He's quite rated. You know, he's in League One, which is just a level below the Championship.
Yeah.
Level, and Championship is a level below the Premier League, so he's not too far, and I'm quite hopeful. We need people with their experience, with their talent, and hopefully we can see something happening in the 14 tournament. It's going to be South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and forgotten the fourth one. Should be Botswana, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I like what Zifa is doing. They're really trying to get those who have Zimbabwean heritage, who are eligible to play for Zimbabwe, to get a chance in the national colors. Hopefully we'll build a team that is really, really strong, something that, well, can make us competitive and start qualifying for these big tournaments.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully it'll start to pay. I was looking at the management lineup. It's a very strong lineup. There's Sandy Chidzambwa as head coach, Raman Gumbo as assistant, and Lloyd Mtas as second assistant. So those are like premium local coaches, and it covers a whole lot of gaps. And it's a fairly young squad, 24, 23. I think Costa Namoinesu should be the oldest in that side. And it's a step in the right direction, because we're preparing for qualifiers for AFCON that are going. I think we're going to play one game in June, July, somewhere there. And, you know, we should start getting ready for that. Hopefully we make it up for AFCON 2019.
Yeah, hopefully we do, because it's been long and we now need to be a constant presence in those qualifiers, in those tournaments actually. Not just playing qualifiers and nearly making it. We no longer want the calculator qualification.
Yeah. Yeah. On to rugby news. There will be the Quest of Sevens being hosted starting next week. I got a flyer from these guys, NTUs. They're Party Bus, Vic Falls Party Bus, because the Quest Sevens tournament is in Vic Falls.
Yeah.
They're charging $150 for a bus ride to watch the Quest Sevens, that I am sure includes accommodation, etc. So if you want a return trip to Vic Falls to go watch some Sevens rugby with the Zimbabwe team and a few invited teams, should be Tunisia and some countries from the north coming down to play some rugby in Vic Falls, you should find out from those guys.
Yeah, it'll be a great tournament, a real good exhibition of rugby and our tourism, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's also a warm up, because the Zim 7 side, you know, they have a very important journey to make this year, as they made it for the Sevens World Cup. That'll be in June, July as well in the United States. Hopefully this is another, you know, a preparatory tool that they'll use to get in order, get in shape, get acclimatized, and start feeling, you know, good as a team and going forward.
Yeah, they should at least get that team chemistry together, and we're looking forward to seeing some good rugby and them winning a few games here in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. because at the World Cup, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Talking about tough fixtures.
It seems today. Today you just came and said, yeah, Slim, I'm going to get him in the studio.
Oh, yeah, Slim, definitely, because there's a huge question. The UCL fixtures are out for the next round of draws. Said that Man United and Jose decided to F up and they are not in the next round. But Liverpool is playing Man City. Best West draw. You beat the guys and are you feeling confident?
That draw. Come on, UEFA. Let's be serious here. Yeah. I don't believe that was a fair draw. I think there was a bit of shenanigans. Uh-huh. There was this picture that was doing the rounds just before the draw, and the symmetry of the players that were placed there is exactly how the draw came out.
Oh,
yes, and you know.
Yeah, there's always conspiracy, you know.
I'm joining the conspiracy now.
Josh was also very loud about it, saying, you know, this thing is fixed. They don't want Spanish teams to meet, etc., etc. They don't want English teams to progress. I'm like, okay. I'm not really a fan of conspiracies because I need proof, you know.
Okay, but let's go back to the football. This is the peak of the draw. Manchester City, Liverpool. With Liverpool playing at home first. Considering that Liverpool is the only English team in the Premier League to actually beat Man City, there is hope for Liverpool. And they are in bang form there after the cup against Manchester United, of course.
Yeah.
They are back in form. Yesterday, they banged 5 goals. And did you see Mo Salah?
Mo Salah is on fire. What a player. What a man. And he's definitely going to break some records. Definitely. As a forward, he's scoring like crazy. I thought at some point he would slow down, but he keeps going, and he went for 4 yesterday.
In the snow yesterday, where others were slipping, he was just gliding on snow. I could not believe it. He was channeling his inner Messi there.
Yeah, some Egyptian voodoo going on there.
But then again, this draw, I have to be honest, I will not miss a second of the Liverpool-Manchester City game as a football fan, not just as a Liverpool fan, but that is going to be a football match. Two managers who are very tactical, but also love to play football. This is what we're talking about. This is Champions League football.
Well, as a United fan, I really want Man City out to help Pep Guardiola. For the first time in my life, I'm going to be backing Liverpool. I hope it doesn't turn bad. But Guardiola shouldn't go far in Champions League. It's good that he gets the Premier League in. That just it. It just has to end there, you know. It has to just stop there. He gets the what's it called, Carabao and the Premier League. That's it. Yeah. I don't want to see him anywhere near the finals of that Champions League tournament.
But there's still other good teams in there.
Yeah.
Another matchup that is really good is Real Madrid versus Juventus, the repeat of the final.
Oh yeah.
Really think it's gonna end up like the final yet again.
Exactly.
Real Madrid just know how to win in the Champions League. That's just the scary team for me.
That's the tournament. I think Real Madrid would need a Barcelona to really stop them. You know, a team with that quality, and by that quality I mean with Lionel Messi in it, it will need as big a team as that to really stop them. Otherwise, they'll just run over everyone in their way. And exciting draw coming up. Exciting Champions League football coming your way.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Somebody pointed out that if you say something about Messi before the game, he will destroy you. And your Fabregas said a few words about Messi and stopping him. Actually playing Fabregas in that game.
Oh, dear. You cannot pick on these players. You cannot pick on Lionel Messi. You cannot pick on Ronaldo. How many times I said Ronaldo's finished and he comes and bangs goals like it's crazy. So, yeah, those are our prime players. And that is it for the football. So we get into our main issue today, which is Zimbabwe cricket's performance at the ICC Cricket World Cup qualifiers. Now, before this tournament started, I think we were justified in our criticism of the players. It was terrible. They were losing left, right and center. Lost to Afghanistan in the UAE. They were just on a losing streak. They played a triangular series, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and it was just a shambles as well. It wasn't. We're not seeing any sign that there was any hope whatsoever for the ICC qualifiers, and anyone who would have been hopeful at that stage would have to have been very mad. You agree?
To be honest, if we looked at the odds just before the start of the tournament, we were not the favorites.
No,
we were
way.
Not even close to being the favorites.
No way.
The two favorite teams were Afghanistan and West Indies, and rightly so, given the form, the way they were playing, the way they prepared.
Yeah.
Just before this tournament, we were walloped by Afghanistan. It was sad. It was sad.
Oh,
and we were
calling terrible.
For the heads of everybody, justifiably so. But then again, I am always prepared to say I was wrong by being proved wrong.
That's
and
good.
Right now, what they are doing is proving me wrong. And that's why I'm wearing this apology today.
Well, Slim came out wearing his apologies. You know, he's very held back and taking back his words. No, not necessarily taking back your words, but, you know, positively looking at the performance by Zimbabwe. It's been very impressive, I should say. I have a huge thing against them defending very low totals, but they've done it successfully. Like three big matches, Afghanistan, Scotland, and just recently Ireland. So we've managed to defend very low totals, and but I've really wanted to see us chase a total, because I feel like our firepower will really, really come alive when we're chasing a total. When there's a target for us, something that we really want to achieve, then you will see Joao shining, then we'll see Solomon Mire shining, we'll see Masakadze coming into play, you know, because those three haven't really done as well. Joao, great start, you know, he's putting in the runs, he's putting in the double digits starts,
yeah.
But he's not lasting, he's just in and out, and that's my issue with Joao, you know, for now.
My issue is with Mire more than Joao. Yes, Joao is just hitting 3-4 boundaries, gets to 20, then goes out. But my issue is with Mire. Mire gets to 11 off 40 balls, then goes out.
Yeah.
You cannot waste the balls and then go out for 11. That's not right. So somehow, somewhere, there's an imbalance with our starters, with our opening batsmen, Mire and Joao. Either Mire is holding back, saying that I'm going to play the one, I'm going to be the one who's holding back, who's just nudging the balls to the side, but he's accumulating too many dot balls for my liking. But Joao is coming to the match to bully the bowlers, the opening bowlers, to make them lose their line and length, and he's doing his job. Unfortunately, he keeps on cross-betting at every ball. He keeps trying to hit the ball over the boundary fence for six, which has always been my problem with Joao.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, he is not the problem right now. There are a few players who haven't really put their hands up, and in the batting department, we have not yet put a solid, proper game. Okay, maybe we had one, but still, I think we should. Not really, right?
No, not really. We our batting, we haven't really set it up. I think that's why that's my issue. It feels like we're just winging it. It feels sort of like we're luckily winning all our matches, you know.
Oh, but the first match was it Nepal when we had.
Who talks about Nepal?
Well, let's be honest. Nepal had a great tournament in their books, because after this they played the classification matches and won ODI status.
Exactly.
Now Nepal.
Yeah, it's great for them, but really in terms of competition, come on,
no,
man. Nepal is not the level we should be looking
let's
at.
Let's be honest. Yeah. The level we're looking for is the match that we're going to play tomorrow, which is Monday, when we play the West Indies.
Okay,
this is
yeah,
the match where everything has to go into place, because if things don't go into place in this match, we have a problem.
I don't know, by the time we finish recording, we might have a result for Scotland, Ireland, which will also affect, you know, the necessity of winning on when you play West Indies. By the time you listen to this, you know, we would have already played West Indies.
Yes.
But I feel like the biggest match of them all was Ireland, and winning it for me was a World Cup ticket, because UAE are great, but we ought to. It's important that we win that match, because I think that one will be our final ticket. Winning against Ireland was one foot onto that plane, and winning against UAE will be the next phase. West Indies, I'm sure they're going to come out all guns blazing, because at the moment it's going to really seriously look like Zimbabwe and Scotland will make it for the World Cup. Depending on the performance today, if they lose to Ireland, then you know it turns around.
It
opens it up for that number two. But I am confident. You know, Zimbabwe are flying to England 2019.
This is the reason why on Thursday I will be there to watch the Zimbabwe versus UAE.
Finally, where have you been?
You know, work things and everything. But Thursday is cleared up. This is going to be the biggest match. We need to win that one, and I'm encouraging everybody. I know there is this cricket community that we have on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about meeting for a match. Thursday is the match that we're supposed to meet.
That'll
make noise for the boys and make sure we roll as they punch their ticket to the World Cup. The plane is fueled already. We just need the boys to punch their ticket.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to see all of us on Sunday next week when we're playing the final of the ICC Cricket World Cup qualifiers. And I'm hoping Zimbabwe is going to be that final.
Definitely.
Otherwise, my rants are just going to be the craziest this week. But West Indies, they got a shocking result against Afghanistan. I felt like they were too confident, overconfident. I felt like they felt they were already in it, and Afghanistan was just a walkover. But bowled out for 198 and... a slight tough work, but Afghanistan, it was always going to be an easy target to chase for Afghanistan. They got through safely in the end. And so right now, West Indies don't have a win, and Afghanistan have something to be happy about. And they can possibly pull out a shocker and join Zimbabwe in England 2019.
The shock of the whole qualifier of the whole tournament is the performance of Afghanistan. They have not performed the way we expected them to. This was the team the whole world was looking at to say, you know what? This team has made the strides. This team might make it to the World Cup. As a matter of fact, this is the team that had people complaining about the exclusion policy of the World Cup. Two little teams playing the World Cup. But then again, it's like they exchanged roles just after the tour with Zimbabwe.
Oh, Zimbabwe took their luck.
Yeah, that's what happened. They exhausted their wins in that series that they were playing. And now, but then again, they could do us a few favors. You know, they already did us the first favor by beating West Indies. So we just have to see. The tournament has been an amazing tournament, to be honest. And I'm sure now people who have been watching, they started televising the Super 6 matches, right? And yeah, people who have been watching that's what people have been seeing at the ground. That is what has been driving the fans crazy at the ground. And it's been mad. You see, the fans have showed up. This has been a great tournament.
It has. All the way starting at Queen Sports Club, the fans were out in full force backing the team. And Harare has continued the same form. I'm not sure tomorrow being a Monday, but there has been a regular crowd, like even for some of the other matches that do not include Zimbabwe, there's been some sort of a crowd going on or coming out to watch the matches. So I'm confident when West Indies play Zimbabwe tomorrow, your yesterday, there was going to be a great crowd, even though it's a Monday.
I know the Zimbabwean fans will call him sick. I was reading a tweet. Somebody was saying that he called him sick, right, for the match, for the Ireland match. Then he was shown on TV on top of the table
at
the Centurion, and the boss was going like, you know what, I see you've made a quick recovery, so see you at work tomorrow. So I'm sure there are a lot of signals that are being crafted as we speak.
We're in a bit of a dilemma because we played on Friday and now Monday again, so
it was
double sick notes, you know. It has to be a sick note covering Friday until Monday so that you attend both matches. But now, because it's being televised, the cameras in the fans quite a lot, you just have to be open about it. Like I am, I'm going to be at the cricket West Indies versus Zimbabwe perhaps in the morning, just to get a feel of it. see what the Zimbabwe side is doing, back the boys, and hopefully I walk away with a victory. It'll be amazing to win against West Indies.
Imagine if we win against West Indies and punch our ticket to the World Cup on Monday, so that on Thursday we're just playing for the flair.
Yeah.
You know, there is a very good statistic here.
Uh-huh.
Zimbabwe has never lost to qualify.
Wow.
So we just have to keep that alive. I really, really, really hope that the West Indies see the best of Zimbabwe. If our betting department comes through, and oh my word, we have to talk about Sikanda Razabat. We have to talk about Sikanda.
I don't have much words, because he's always been the main man for me. Standard. It's always been there. It's covering I don't know how many years. But Sikanda has always been the main man. He's coming alive. He's come alive in this tournament, and he's betting for his life, bowling for his life as well. So he's been a great player, great man, you know, a superhero. I'm also glad that Brendan Taylor as well. He's the tournament man. He's our tournament man. You know, Zimbabwe. Exactly. You know, when Zimbabwe is at a tournament, give Brendan Taylor the role and he will perform. So I'm kind of glad, you know, the guys are getting back in it. We've seen Tendai Chisora as well coming in, fighting with both bat and ball. And that's been great as well for our team. We've seen Jarvis here and there. He's showing up slowly, getting there, and I'm hoping for a performance. A stellar performance. We've seen Zarabani, you know,
the lanky dude.
All the criticism before the tournament, you know, how young he was, you know, how loose he was with his bowling, but he's coming and he's quite tight at helping the team as well. So I'm pretty proud. It's just the top order that I'm, you know, our betting lineup. Hamilton is still anonymous in this tournament. Mire is very anonymous in this tournament. You know, Irvine here and there, not convincing as yet. Sean Williams has come in as well. He's done us very good. Good variety with the ball, good betting, you know, gives us that left and right sort of betting partnership on the wicket. So yeah, there's some hope. There's some hope, definitely.
It's been the bowlers, really. The bowlers have done the job. In the betting department, it's been here and there, starts and stops.
Yeah.
We need at least two or three batsmen to come up on the day. It seems like one day it's Brendan Taylor, the other day it's Sikanda, the other day it's someone else. We need two or three to put in a good match all together and post a big total. 300 is possible. We have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, but then I know the track is getting old. It's like on a day 5 of a test match. That's how the track looks like now.
Yeah.
That's why our spinners have been doing a good job. But what I love about the technical team, what they've done so far,
mm-hmm.
is they haven't been afraid to drop and change a few of the bowlers to suit the track.
Exactly.
That's how
I was so happy when they took out Jarvis for victory against Afghanistan. You know, that was great, because Jarvis in Blauayo, that's not his pitch at all.
He doesn't like that pitch, let's be honest.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to bowl in Blauayo. And talking about Vittori, chucking again, remember when Wusi was sitting in this chair, what did he say?
What is the statement?
Wusi said that he should not play Vittori, should not rush him back in, because when the adrenaline is there and he's being pumped, right, he'll go back to his natural variation, his natural arm movement.
And when the pressure was on for Afghanistan, he brought back the chucking and to his judgment, you know, it's done.
It's late. He's not coming back. I think we're just going to see him in the Logan Cup, because in the local setup, you're allowed to use him if you want, even though he's chucking.
Okay.
So I'm thinking for the betterment of our batsmen, he's going to be allowed to continue playing the local game.
Wow.
But in the international scene,
that's it.
And it's sad, because he was such a talent. Well. If he's not
a talented thrower,
that's the problem. Because if you're not bowling the legal deliveries, you cannot really say you're talented.
Yeah.
He had a bit of the speed, but then again, we've got the little young tall Zarabani, the team selfie man, was his toe. He's the one who's gonna capture everybody in the team selfie.
Yeah.
Did you see the last selfie?
No, I was standing just right behind the guys when they took the selfie, and he was high up in there. You know,
yeah.
The tallest guy. His hand was up there. It was like there was a what's it called, the
selfie stick.
You know, but it was that tall. Seriously tall, lad. He bowls very quick, and
imagine that, a young lad doing that well. So, to be honest, the Rising Stars Academy, they've produced one good thing already. And now I'm happy because I was reading a tweet which says that they're going back for a second year to do the tour of England, playing academies and other stuff like that. So this is really good, because if we get more kids like that from that academy, we groom our kids to know how to play on different surfaces, different competition, then the future of Zimbabwean cricket is better than I thought.
That is true, Slim, and that is really all for today's show. Let us know what you think about the Zimbabwe side. Are you happy with the change? Are you happy with the performance of the qualifiers? Do you think we'll go to the 2019 World Cup? And who's been your favorite player of the tournament? Just share all that information with us, and we will definitely bring you your favorite player of the tournament to Mike's at Match. We have unlimited access to those guys.
Right. So, guys, get in touch with us. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell us about the tournament. Tell us how Zimbabwe is performing. Berate us about being negative about the team before. Talk about the apologies. I really am wearing an apology.
No, he is.
I really am.
I can confirm, right. It's not a rumor.
Right. So, get in touch with us. We are on Facebook. The page is Mike's at Match. We are on Twitter at Mike's at Match. You can get in touch with us on our individual handles. I am at Slim Sam. It's Slim S-E-M underscore. And you can get in touch with us. Tell us what you need. This is your show, guys. We do it for you. It's just a bunch of guys talking sport the way that you would. So get in touch and let us know what you want. This is Slim Sam. Out.
And for me, Lizre, it's been a pleasure to have you here. Cheers.
And now. Capital 263.